こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週月曜日、スペース X 本社で記者会見が開かれ、 BFR を使った世界初の民間月周回旅行の乗客が ZOZO タウンの社長として知られる前澤友作氏であることが明らかになりました。同プロジェクトでは BFR で地球を出発し、月の周りを回って戻ってくるのに1週間程度かかると想定しており、実現は2023年を目指しています。前澤氏は今回の旅でスペース X が提供するすべての座席を購入しており、自身が企画するアートプロジェクトのため6から8人のアーティストに座席を贈与する予定であると述べました。前澤氏が支払った額について現時点では非公開として明らかにされませんでした。イーロン・マスク氏は会見で、このミッションは確実に危険であると明言し、リスクが高く成功しない確率もあるこの危険な旅に資金を提供し参加したいと言ってくれる人がいる、このことで私は人類への希望を取り戻したと前澤氏の勇気を称え、感謝の気持ちを述べました。
On Monday, SpaceX held a press conference detailing plans for the first private passenger on a lunar mission on board the BFR spaceship. This person was revealed to be a Japanese citizen, Yusaku Maezawa, who is known for being the creator of ZOZO Town, and now choosing to go to the moon. The project plan describes the BFR spacecraft skimming the dark side of the moon on a parabolic trajectory and circling back to Earth, spending about 1 week in space.Maezawa purchased the seats on the BFR in order to invite 6 to 8 artists to participate in an ambitious art project. It has not been revealed how much Maezawa paid for the seats. Elon Musk praised Maezawa's courage and expressed his gratitude, stating the following: "This has done a lot to restore my faith in humanity, that someone is willing to do this, to take their money to help this project that is risky. It might not succeed, it's dangerous, and they're donating the seats.These are great things.
そう、記者会見見てたよね、生で、で私は途中から見てたんだけど、でマイケルとずっとメールしながら見てて、
I wasn't gonna miss it. I'll
あんまりびっくりはしなかったよね、でも、あそうだよなみたいな。
Well, I think a lot of people were surprised by the details of Maezawa's plan. You know, maybe people weren't that surprised that he was the person, you know, since we already had the clue that it was a Japanese person.
Right.
But I saw that a lot of people were very surprised by what his plan actually was, which is to send those artists.
ね、一人分でも相当の値段だけど、他の人の分まで払ってるっていうので。
Well, this early, it's probably much cheaper.At this stage.
とはいえとはいえって感じじゃない？いくら払ったのか、まあ何回かね、記者もどうにかして、
そう、It's ridiculous.
そう、どうにかして知りたいから、フランスの記者とかね、ちょっと全体の何パーぐらいでいいから教えてとか、結構押してたけど、全然教えてくれなかった。
I much would have preferred more technical questions about the journey or some other details, but...
確かにメディアによって質問の、まあ、クオリティが全然違ったよね、今回。
But it's always been really bad at Elon's press conferences. Whether it's Q&A for the general public or for the media, people don't really know what the good questions are.
最後にマイケルとちょっと驚愕しちゃった。あれ、どこの記者だった？アメリカの女性の記者の人ね。
I don't know.
イーロンがこう、BFR の開発費について、まあ、50億ドルぐらいかなって言った直後に、いくらぐらいかかりますかって聞いて、いや今言ったじゃんみたいな。
They're not even listening.
すごいびっくりしちゃったけど、でも結構ワクワクしながら見ていて、で前澤さんもそっか行くんだ、すごい面白いなって思って、で最後にいやイーロンは一緒に行かないのって記者の人に言われて、でイーロンが、あ実は前澤さんからもこう一緒に来たらって言われてんだよねって言っ って前澤さんが Oh yes yes please please って言った時のあの私の、
yeah.
やめて
Please no
あの大文字で No ってマイケルに送ったからねメール、
yeah.
これはあの日本だと結構前澤さんにを主体にした記事がもちろん多いわけよねあの、mm. 前澤さんが行くってことになりましたみたいな、mm. であんまりその危険だってイーロンが明言していることとかこのプロジェクト自体についてっていうよりも前澤さんがすごいお金を払っていくっていうことによりフォーカスされていてだからこそこう売名行為じゃないけどこうただのなんていうの会社の宣伝のためなんじゃないかみたいな記事も結構あるんだけど、うん、いやいやあの
No, you have to put your life on the line. There has to be something more. There has to
be 本当に死ぬかもしれないから
Like a pretty good, you know, a solid I don't know 10 or 15% chance、
うん、
I mean, no one knows what the real odds are, obviously.
ただその前澤さんも横に座ってる状態でイーロンはこれはもう絶対危ないっていうのをちゃんとはっきり言ってるからねだから、
うん、
その売名だみたいなこと言ってる人はちょっといやそういうことじゃないだろうって思ったけどあのこの BFR 日本の記者は BRF って呼んじゃっててちょっと TRF みたいになっちゃってたけど、うん、あの118メートルなんだよね高さがで118メートルってなんか想像できないからどんぐらい大きいのかなって思って118メートルで調べたらシンゴジラと一緒だってシンゴジラも118メートルなんだって。
And シンゴジラ is one of the larger ゴジラ。
一番でかい。史上最大のゴジラ。だから。
I think the ゴジラ size mapping is kind of similar to rockets, at least SpaceX's plan,
そうそう。
You can kind of map the grasshopper, then the Falcon 9.
Yeah. で、シンゴジラめちゃくちゃでかいから、映画見た人は覚えてると思うけど、あれが垂直に飛んで、さらに垂直に戻ってくるわけだから。
Mm. It's a huge rocket.
I mean, ものすごい。
It'll be bigger than the Saturn V rocket, which is the original rocket they used to go to the moon.
ね。
But no one has, the significance of this is that no one has left Earth's orbit since 1972. Mm. So it's been 46 years since any human ね。has left the orbit of Earth.
Right. だからその70年代から誰もやってない。しかもその前はすごい訓練された宇宙飛行士の人たちだったわけじゃん。で、まあ今回行く人はある程度訓練は受けるんだろうけど、まあ民間人だから、それを考えると本当にすごいことだよね。
Well, it's also a private company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's never happened.
ね。
NASA in the 70s was a very big operation.And the amount of money that SpaceX is working with is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of what NASA had available to them at the time.
いや、イーロン・マスクと前澤さんが隣同士座ってる絵だけでももうなんか surreal だったけどね。わ、本当なんだみたいな。本当に行くんだっていう。
It's very cool for Japan too, I think.
そうだね。こう予想ではなんか中国の大金持ちとかアラブ人の大金持ちとかの可能性もあるなって思ってたけど、
mm. Did you see how the rocket flies?
Yes.
What do you think?
いや本当にいつも言うけど
Well not flies, that's not the right word, is it?
映画だよね。なんかこれ本当にやるの？あのさ、 SpaceX のが作ってるシミュレーション動画で地球版があるじゃん。地球上のトランスポーテーションとしてこれを使うっていう、
うん、
あれとかさ、なんか地球上のある一点から一点に移動するのにこんなの使うのみたいな。
Did you see the new simulation?
No.
So for the moon? They've completely changed a lot of things about the rocket. The rocket's different than before. It has two actuated canards on the front of the rocket. Did you notice those? So it has two moving fins towards the nose of the rocket, and it has three fins all opposite each other on the bottom of the rocket.
Okay.
Two of the fins on the bottom of the rocket, or towards the base of the rocket, are actuated. And one is essentially for aesthetic purposes. So the old school rockets, the Tintin rocket, the rockets from like the 50s, where they had like three legs.
Right.
Three or four legs. And, well, the fins had legs on the tips of the fins, and the rocket would just come down like this. And then a little Martian would walk out or something, right? But the old school rocket design is a major reason why Elon designed the rocket the way he did. It's a major factor.
Wow.
So I'm sure there's engineers trying to find a way to make the most use out of the third non-actuated thing. But the reason why it has all these fins and why they're all movable is because the rocket angles itself perpendicular to its vector when it's entering the atmosphere, like a bird when it's trying to stop. You know, so when a bird tries to stop, it kind of turns its body vertical and spreads its wings out, right? Well, the SpaceX rocket will be like a flying squirrel in full brake mode.
Okay.
All the way through the atmosphere. Do you understand how weird that looks? That's like, if I take this pen. So the rocket is coming in like this.
Right.
And then it turns this way, and it's going to fly through the air, pointing up. So if you're standing on the ground, you'll see this rocket flying through the air, pointing the wrong way. It's like an arrow is pointing perpendicular to the direction it's flying.
Jesus.
And then at the very end, it will use its 7 Raptor engines to slow itself down and propulsively land.
Right.
So...
それにさ乗るんだよ。
Yeah, no,
民間人が。
No, that's what Maezawa is going to do.
そうだから。
So the experience of landing in that thing is going to be crazy. Crazy, just ridiculous. It's not going to make much sense to people. And this is...
だからある意味そのアートプロジェクトが一緒になってるっていう、なんていうんだろうね。余裕があるじゃん。なんて言うんだろう、そのすごい大事な、彼が言ってることはすごい大事なことだと思うの。その経験をアーティストがした時にどういうインスピレーションを受けるのか見てみたいっていうのはすごいわかるんだけど、なんかこうアートって心に余裕がある時しか、心に余裕があるっていうか、なんか自分がアーティストだったらすごい苦しい時にアート生まれるとかあると思うんだけど、アート楽しむ側として、なんかこう彼自身が別にアーティストなわけじゃないからさ、なんかよくそれを思いついたなって思った。
Well, we've been saying, I think we talked about this in depth with Slavik, but the importance of art in directing our technological capabilities, because we have the technological ability to do enormous harm or enormous good.
Yeah.
And it's really the ability of mankind that needs direction. And we know that... you know, the photograph of Earth from the moon's, what was it, like Earth rising or something? That famous photograph inspired the environmental movement on the United States, or in the United States and then in the world.
そう、だから結局行って帰ってくることだけでもすごいんだけど、その後にじゃあどういうアートが生まれるかっていうのを、まあ、世界が注目することになるわけじゃない？だからそれも楽しみだし、この選ばれるアーティスト誰なんだろうっていうのも楽しみだし。
There's only been one artist that went to the moon, and that was Alan Bean, and he was the fourth astronaut to walk on the moon. But he was a painter. He went to the moon, and then I think he did maybe a few missions on the space shuttle, but then he retired, and he painted. And he paints his experience on the moon. And he did that. He died last year, so he was painting space and the moon and I mean And it's great. It's inspirational.
Hmm.
It's art. I mean, he's, you know, that's just taking someone who just happens to be an artist on the side. You know, you're not taking the most influential artists in the world and flying them there. Can you imagine if they gathered all the most influential artists in the world in the 1970s and solved the Cold Right. War by sending those people to the moon?
Yeah.
You know, as some kind of creative endeavor. The point is to change people's minds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you can change the world by changing the way people think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really the way to change it, you know. And an Elon's spaceship helps us do that.
Yeah.
You know, there are physical things that can help us do that.
ね、本当に国同士の争いを終わらせることができるぐらいの力があることになるかもしれないし。
Who would you send?
I don't know.
If they can't reject your...
I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea? I want to see, like, Miyazaki Hayao go.
Because
he pays a lot of attention to the real thing, you know, very specific detail about
I only know what that it's like to Elon experience. Should not go.
Yeah.
No, not on this one. だから結構
If he goes and it doesn't work, then the rest of us don't get to go.
そう、so that, そうなの。
He gets to go later.
そう、本当そう。だから結構日本でも、なんで自分で行かないんだみたいな。こう危険なやつになんで人を行かせるのかみたいなこと言ってる人がいて、いやいやいやいやいやいやみたいな。いやいやいやいや、そういうことじゃないからみたいな。今行ってる場合じゃない。でもだからこそこの前澤さんが言ってくれるっていうのは本当にしかもやっぱりこうお金払うその資金の資金力があるわけじゃん、
うん、
それは本当にありがたい
What do you think is going to happen?
I hope everything goes fine and they'll come back and create art and we'll all be happy
You know there's only a few years ofthe reality that we're in now before this happens and everything starts getting really crazy. Everything, there's going to be a lot more space stuff, you know. We're going to have trade disputes with Mars and you know, weird stuff like that. And this is part of a larger plan that Elon has, which is in 2022, he's going to send two robotic BFRs unmanned to the surface of Mars to establish solar power generation and leave some mining equipment there and food and supplies and stuff. Then 2023, the moon mission happens. Dear Moon. And then 2024, there's two more robotic BFRs plus two BFRs with the first crew for Mars will launch. And that's... So beginning from 2022, it's going to be a lot of Mars moon base stuff.
Right.
Mars base alpha is the official name of the
もうすぐだよだって。
Base.
もう9月だからね。今年も。
Mm-hmm. And there's so many opportunities to do stuff on Mars. You know, they will need a lot of engineers to go there and solve problems.
だから前澤さんも超健康でいてくれないとね、なんか行くってなった時にさ、足の骨折れちゃってるとかダメじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれも。
You can't get sick, like, before the launch.
そう、ちょっと今インフルになっちゃってとかダメじゃん。
Yeah.
だからめちゃくちゃ健康じゃないと。この一緒に行く人もそうだけど。誰に声かけてんだろうね。断る人とかもいるかもしれないじゃん、やっぱり。
It might be news that someone turned it down, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Kid Cudi. He's all like Moon Man, Moon This, NASA. His albums are all called NASA and Man on the Moon. Right?
Yeah.
Who raps about the moon more than... Who says anything about the moon more than that?
I guess.
No? Are there any people that have said they want to go? like
I'm sure there are tons, but
do you know of anyone who would go
on this? Anyone like in person or?
Yeah, like there's so many celebrities that have made songs saying like I'll take you to the moon and stuff. Like we need to call all these people out. It's like you can go now, dude.
They didn't mean it literally.
Because it's so easy to be like, oh yeah, I'd go to the moon. I'm not scared. But then if you can actually go, you know, now you have to act. There's a difference between answering that question before it's possible and then after, like, okay, here's your ticket.
Plus, 行けるっていうのと最初の人になるっていうのと違うじゃん。もう最初の人ってやっぱちょっと実験的な意味合いがあるからさ、本当にうまくいくか分かんないっていう。それはちょっとさすがに嫌だって人はいるんじゃない？
So there's people that said like, yeah, I'd go, but only if it's perfectly safe.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks a lot, man.
だから前澤さんはすごいんだよ。
How bad would it be if the rocket exploded with like a dozen of the world's most treasured, you know, cherished artists on it?
Yeah.
It'd be super bad.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, really bad.
だからさ、会見の途中で、そういう文脈でイーロンがちょっとさ、みたいな、なんかちょっとストレスだったね。
He was like saying something, yeah, we have to nail it.
そう。そのね、すごい人たちを乗せていくってなっちゃうと、ため息ついてたもんね。
Well, you know, that happened with the Challenger. And it happened with the... I can't remember. The Discovery? And different causes, but...You know, these were people that worked for the federal, you know, they worked for the government. It's almost like you're in the military or something. It's almost like you're a test pilot.
そうだから、you know? NASA とかだったら、これまでも確かに死んじゃった人たちいるけど、まあ、税金でやってて、こう、みんなでやってるプロジェクトっていう感じじゃん。だから誰のせいとかじゃないみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
だけど、こうなっちゃってると、もうこの人たち全員、例えば、
It's like Elon's fault.
何かあったらもうイーロンのせいじゃん。
yeah.
Elon said ってことになっちゃうじゃん。
But you know, when the Challenger exploded, you know, no one's really blaming anyone, right? It's like just a mistake.
その別に NASA の顔みたいな人がいるわけじゃないからね。Mm-hmm. ただこれは民間だから話が違う。
And the people who die are heroes, you know? They're part of this.
そうそう。だけどこれはお客さんだからね。
Yeah, I don't like that framing though. I still think that they're heroes. You know, they're trying to do something for mankind.
Yeah, for sure, but like technically.You know,
yeah, but
it's しかも何だろう astronauts what they're paid to do this, but these people are paying
some,
to
some
do this.
Some snarky headline like billionaire pays billionaire to have some jerk off mission to the moon, and then it goes wrong. Like you know the proletariat.
一番悪い言い方だよねそれ
But you can say it and have it be technically true, but completely miss you know the spirit or the point.
そうだね。
I think this is. I think it's a beautiful effort. And nobody lives forever. Who are these boring billionaires that are not doing anything to inspire anyone?
本当これによって彼のポジションに自分を当てはめてみるとなんか自分の人生がすごいよりエキサイティングなものに一瞬でなるじゃん。だからうまくいってもいかなくてもどっちにしろ。
Well, I hope it goes well.
ね、本当にそう。でも、
But that's the world in some ways reaches these points of where everyone's focused on an event, right? And this could be an election or whatever.
Yeah.
But the result being one way versus another almost like causes...reality to split into two you know it's like oh but that other universe where if this had happened
yeah
and that other universe that didn't happen becomes part of everyone's awareness which is like a super weird thing but that's going to happen with this you know everyone's going to pay attention there's going to be a moment of truth does the machine work when you turn it on right
yeah,
and that's just an engineeringproblem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, 楽しみでも2023年。まあこれ遅れる可能性もあるけどね。もうちょっと後になっちゃうかもしれないけど。
It's so interesting to see like society as a whole can get their expectations up for something, right? And all of humankind is trying to manage their feelings about this. Like, let's not get too excited. Let's not get too depressed if something bad happens. But it's a lot of mental energy to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
You know.
だからそれがね、やっぱり海外のメディアと日本のメディアでちょっと差が感じたんだよね、今回。なんかこう、ZOZO タウンの前田さん超金持ちですげえ金払って、なんか宇宙の旅行行きますみたいな、なんかもうちょっとこう、軽い感じに言われちゃってる感があって、まあメディアにもよるかもしれないけど、だからこう、人のネット上の反応も、あ、やっぱ金持ちだからねみたいなとか、あ、ZOZO タウンの宣伝したいだけでしょうとか、そういう風になっちゃってる気がして。
This is the first time in 46 years.
Yeah.
And it will require the most sophisticated thing that humans have ever built. And this rocket is actually optimized to fly to any planet in the solar system. They built it using a methane-based fuel that they specifically chose for the reason that they can generate this fuel and build fuel depots on different bodies throughout the solar system. So the moons of Saturn or Jupiter, Mars, Venus, I don't know, Pluto, you can just go wherever. So this rocket, you know, it costs, how much did you say it costs? Five billion? Is it only five?
Development.
It's only 5 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing, because what NASA would do is spend, you know, 300 billion and then develop something that only works for one thing.
Right.
And then so that way they can get more contracts to develop the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where this rocket is, they develop it and then it's just iterations of that.
Yeah. まあ、イーロンも言ってたもんね。まあ、高く聞こえるかもしれないけど、あの、実際に何ができるか考えれば全然安いって。
It's really adaptable. So that it has like storage compartments in the back near where the 7 Raptor engines are. And they can pull some of those storage compartments out and swap out one of the engines for a vacuum-optimized engine. the engine design can only be optimized for sort of one or the other, like sea level or vacuum.
Yeah, he restored faith in humanity.
Yep, pretty good.
あのジョー・ローゲンのポッドキャスト最初の10分15分ぐらいしか聞いてないんだけど その時点でもうちょっと人類に諦めたわけじゃないけどその AI に対してどれぐらい脅威に感じてるかっていう質問に対して、まあ、前ほどじゃないっていうもうちょっとあのなんて言ったんだっけね
He said he tried to warn people but no one would listen so we've accepted the inevitability
あそうそうそうそん
な感じ That's not exactly an op you know, a positive outlook, but that's kind of the perspective I've always had. Like I just don't think it's palatable.
諦めちゃったというかさ、感じなのかなと思ったけど、でもよかった。次。Nature Human Behavior に掲載されたイェール大学、オックスフォード大学、UCL、SISSA の共同研究で、人は他人に悪印象を抱いても、その人を悪い人と決めつけることには無意識に抵抗があることが分かりました。お金のために他人に電気ショックを与えたいわゆる悪い人物と、それを拒んだ良い人物について、1500人の被験者に、その人物の倫理観への印象と、その印象が合っている自信があるかどうかを尋ねました。良い人物については皆好印象を抱き、実際に良い人である自信があると答えたのに対し、悪い人物については皆印象は悪いものの、本当に悪い人なのかはわからない、自信がないと答えていました。人は意図せずに他人を傷つけることもあるため、他人への悪印象が間違っていた際にすぐに上書きすることで、他人を不用意に切り捨てることなく社会的関係を保とうとしていると考えられます。
Collaborative research by Yale University, Oxford University, UCL, and SISSA, published in Nature Human Behavior, has found that human beings are predisposed to forgive bad people even when given a negative impression. 1,500 participants were asked to assess the moral character of two strangers, one who has delivered electric shocks to another person in exchange for money, and another who refused to do so. While people had a good impression of the good person and had confidence that they were in fact a good person, they had far less confidence that the bad person was in fact bad, despite having a bad impression. The study suggests that people are generally predisposed to forgiving others, with the implicit understanding that people can harm others on accident. This helps to maintain social relations.
そう。だから、お金を最大限もらうために最大の電気ショックを他人に与えちゃった人が、たまにちょっとそれをやめたりとかすると、瞬時にその人の印象がまた改善されて、あれ？実は悪い人じゃないのかもしれないみたいな。で、まあ、基本的に人は他人に対して benefit of the doubt を持ってますっていう。
It's rational to do so. I mean, you would be...
そう、そうじゃないと。
You'd probably get yourself killed if you didn't do that.
そう、そうじゃないとね、こう、例えばちょっと間違って足踏まれちゃった時とかに、一生それをもう恨みに思うとかになっちゃうから。ただ、benefit of the doubt って日本語がないんだよね。あの相手の言動の意図とか真偽が不確かな場合に相手に有利に解釈してあげるっていうこと、うん、だからさっきみたいに足踏まれた時にわざとやってきたのかわざとじゃないのか分かんない場合にとりあえずわざとじゃないだろうなと推測するみたいなこと、う
ん、It's important to make that distinction too、
yeah.
You know, if you assume that someone is doing something intentionallyOr you blame that person for doing something unintentionally by suggesting that they don't care. You know, you don't know that either. You know, there's a lot of mind reading and kind of assuming that you know everything about the situation that gets people into trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and it's in your own interest to assume that you don't know something. Assume the other person knows something that you don't know.
Yeah.そうだからよく私も言ってるけどこう横入りされた時とかにイラッとするよりもああでもなんかこの人なんだろう今奥さん子供生まれそうで急いでるのかなとか親が死にそうでもう急いで会いに行きたいのかなとか推測することによって別に怒らないで済むみたいな
There was a good example of that yesterday in social media、okay. There was a man who was shaving on the train
Here?
No, in the States.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been in New York, but I'm not sure. But he was shaving on the train, and someone was filming him shaving on the train, like streaming, you know, online. And they're, you know, laughing at him. And other people are laughing, like, what the hell is this guy doing shaving on the train? Like, what a fucking weirdo. And people online are like,Oh, that's disgusting. You know, this guy shaving on a train. Like, that's this guy's. And at first you're like, yeah, I would never shave on the train. I would just shave in my bathroom. I would just shave at home.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that? But then details came out that the guy shaving on the train had just left a homeless shelter. And he was on the way to meet his family members or something. But he couldn't shave at the homeless shelter and I don't know. He was just trying to... he was making some desperate effort to be presentable in front of his family or something.
そういうことがあるからね、本当に。
So there's always, you know, there's quite often difficult things that are happening to people that you're not aware of that can make them have an off day or behave negativelyin some situation and then we make the judgment that they're an idiot or that they're an asshole or they're inconsiderate but you don't know that you yourself placed in their difficult situation would do much better right
本当にそうだそれこそね電車で化粧してるとかもすごいいちいちこう言われるけどわかんないもんね。もしかして家で親を介護しながら子育てもして、で仕事にも行かなきゃいけなくて、本当に家で時間がないから、電車でやんなきゃいけないのかもしれないし、それがこう、パッと見はわかんなくても、実はそういう背景があるかもしれないとか。まあそれは毎回だから他人に対して benefit of the doubt 持つことによって、まあ優しくなれるっていうのはあると思うけど、これは、今回の研究で、これがあるからもしかして、悪い、交際関係に人間はとどまっちゃうのかもねっていう。だから何度も浮気されても、 またちょっと優しくされたら、あ、でもこの人悪い人じゃないからって言って別れられないとか、それもあるかもねって言ってた。
Well, being in love with someone doesn't make things easier to navigate.
Yeah. そうそうそう。
Especially if something like that's happening.
そうそう。
I think the dynamics of this might be different, you know, when people are dehumanized or, you know, in this is kind of a clear, controlled context, but sometimes...I think large groups of people fail to give someone the benefit of the doubt. You know, people are quick to pile on.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the way the media presented someone's case or, know, there are some interests against a particular person. We see it in Japan a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it everywhere a lot. But...
そうね。特にこう、まあ、アメリカだとトランプとか、もうすでに嫌いだから、何をしても、まあ、大したことじゃなくても、benefit of the doubt なしでもうすごい怒っちゃうとか。
There are people that will, no matter what, not acknowledge something positive that he's done. Even if, you know, because I don't know how to, I don't know if I want to get into all that, but we certainly dehumanize certain characters and then there's a, in debate it's called the authoritative fallacy. So if you have a problem with something, you shouldn't have a problem with the person. You should have a problem with the action or the idea or something. And I try not to, like, I don't have any reason to dislike someone just because we disagree on something. Like, I think we can agree that reality itself is pretty squirrely and people don't always agree on things. I mean, I'm kind of used to it because I became irreligious in a religious family. So I was used to interacting with people that had a completely different worldview. And I think that's the way the world works, is you kind of have to respect what people believe, even if you think it's silly.
Right.
Like, you can still be nice. Like, there's still a productive way to talk about things, I guess.
そうだよね。次、運動すると健康によく長生きすると分かっているにもかかわらず多くの人がサボってしまう原因を探るべく行われたニューロサイコロジアに掲載された UBC の研究で、のんびりすることを拒否するのと運動を拒否することの二択だと、運動を拒否する方が脳の負荷が小さく簡単にできていることが分かりました。実験では29人の被験者の脳波をモニターし、運動している絵とハンモックでのんびりしている絵をランダムに見せて、人間のアイコンを指示通りに近づけたり遠ざけたりする作業を行ってもらいました。すると、のんびりした絵から人間を遠ざけるときに、高レベルで心の抑制が働いており、脳のリソースがより多く割かれていました。
In order to investigate why many people avoid exercise despite knowing it is important for their health, researchers at UBC conducted a study published in Neuropsychologia on the mental effort required to either refuse to relax or refuse to exercise, and found that refusing to exercise requires less mental effort. In the study, 29 subjects were monitored and asked to quickly move a virtual avatar of themselves either towards or away from an image of relaxation or an image of physical exercise. When subjects had to move their avatar away from the relaxing image, it required additional brain resources.
そう、人間は生まれながらにしてのんびりしたい生き物なんだよ。
So what is this study specificallysuggest other than that we're lazy, which we already knew, right?
まあ脳の負荷が実際に違うっていうことじゃない。だからそれを拒否するときに、それは結構面白くない？
That, isn't that a prerequisite to us being lazy? Like our brain has to be lazy too, right? Is this just like confirming that our brain is lazy? Because the brain, the brain, not your body, but your brain has to perform an action.
Yeah.そうだからプレフェレンスとかの問題じゃなくて、もうインネイツのものですっていうことじゃないの。 で要はエネルギーを保存しないといけない生物として、で効率的に食料とか寝床を確保して敵を避けるためには、そんなに常にこう非効率に動き回っているわけにもいかず、なるべく体力を温存してのんびりしといた方がいいっていうのがあって、それが今も人間の中にありますっていう話。
There's something weird about exercise though in the context of how we evolved, right? So the way we evolved is we got exercise while doing something productive.Right. But now it's like
we have to go to the gym.
recreational, like if anything could seem more pointless than exercising, at least in the moment, like I haven't seen it. Like I understand how pointless exercising seems, right? You're not building a hut. You're not shooting an animal and now you have the animal.
Right.
You're relying on some scientificknowledge that someone told you that if you pick this thing up and put it down a bunch of times, that later you'll get some benefit.
Yeah.
And that's just in a book somewhere, but you don't see it.
Yeah. あの、一番それを感じるのはやっぱりアメリカとかで車でジムに行く人を見るときだよね。
Well, some people live super far.
I know, right? But it's weird. Like, as an animal,、mm-hmm. it's pretty strange.
Why do people take the escalator? I don't get it.
Yeah, so
what's up with that?
今子供産んだじゃん、
mm-hmm.
で、まあ、ジム行く時間なんてもちろんないわけなんだけど、常に立ってるわけだから座ってのんびりする暇が本当にないから、mm-hmm. 常に立ってるし動き回ってるし、子供が特に飽きっぽいのね、赤ちゃんなのに、mm-hmm. だから常にこうなんていうの、座らせた状態に抱っこして、でこうやって動いてないといけないわけよ。だから抱っこした状態で全部片手で家事もやるみたいな、
うん、
だからもう6キロ近くあるから、6キロの重りを持って立ったりしゃがんだり、うん、何洗濯して、
yeah.
何してってやるわけじゃん。だからもうジム行かずして筋トレしてるみたいな感じだよね。
Yeah, so in the experiment they would have a picture of your babyAnd you just have to drag your avatar to the baby.
So, so.
And you work out for automatic, right?
So, so, so.
But if you just drag your avatar to like a picture of a set of weights or something, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, you're just doing it because if you don't do this, then your body falls apart. Which is not the most motivating, you know, idea.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to die, but...Maybe I'll die slightly slower if I do this. There's some futility that can creep in there, I feel like.
特にね、こののんびりした絵っていうのが、棒人間がハンモックに寝てる絵なんだよね。
Mm.
で、やっぱハンモックってさ、魅力的じゃない?あ、いいねっていう感じしない?
Yeah, I'd prefer a beanbag, like on the beach.
Yeah, そうだね。
Or something. I would have a little bit more avatar dragging power if there was a beanbag on the beach.
だらだらするって言ってもベッドとかじゃなくてハンモックを選んだっていうのうまいなって思っちゃった。
Mm. But sometimes I just want my bed.
まあね、それもわかるけど。
You know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I was just in my bed right now, like, oh, it would just be so nice.
ベッドだとただ寝てるのの延長みたいな。ただ無駄にダラダラしてる感じがするんだけど、ハンモックってこう、有意義にのんびりしてる感があるじゃん。あえてのんびりしてますみたいな。
You're like relaxing on purpose.
そうそうそうそう。集中してリラックスしてる。
Deliberate. It's like, oh, this is a book that I'm not going to read anyways, but とりあえず I'm going to read like the first 10 pages on this hammock.
そう、だからこう、無駄にしてる感がないじゃん。今すごい満喫してるみたいな。
It's almost more wasteful though.Like,
why?
Because you're using so much, I don't know. If you have that much intention behind your chilling out.
Yeah, why is that bad?
Are you really chilling out though? Or are you just trying to look like you're chilling out? Or someone
no, you
gave
can
you
chill
an,
out.
You know, people get an idea of what relaxing is supposed to look like. And so you go and you try to like, people try to replicate that, you know, like a beach
Let's
towel.
Let's so twist it. You're just too jaded.
No?
I need a hammock right now.
I don't know if hammocks are actually that good for you, are they? Don't they like make you shrimpy?
I don't know. このだからビーンバッグを買ったのよね、子供が生まれたから。なんかこれ授乳の時に便利ですってみんなが言うからさ。これ
Is that a quilt bean bag?
No, no, no. I just put it over it.
Oh, okay.
猫が控えちゃうから。
I want a quilt bean bag now.
でもこれだけでもかなり違うよね。ソファーよりこっちの方が、ああって感じ。
Yeah, well, you know I have a bean bag. And it's advertised as like 人間がダメになる。
あ、いやいやいやいやいや。そうそう。それ一緒だよ。無印のやつでしょ。
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. I've like just woken up on the floor.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? Oh, I guess I sat down on this beanbag
and fell off.
No, I fell asleep on the beanbag.
Oh, okay.
On the
you said on the floor, so I thought you just fell off and you were sleeping.
I'm too long for the beanbag, right?
Ah,
so
right,
it gets
right.
weird,
ah, so
and then I end. I kind of like roll off the beanbag. I don't know. You don't roll off things when you're sleeping?
No, never.
No.
What? No. How? What?
I roll a lot when I'm sleeping.
Ah, 寝相悪いんだ。
I've like ended up pointing the opposite. Like my head is where my feet were. Like that's happened. Which is just like really confusing.
一緒に寝てる人大変だね。
Yeah.
なんか蹴られたりとかしそう。
At least.
かわいそう。
When stars reach a certain age, they explode, ejecting neutrinos and creating a supernova. They then collapse into a sphere of neutrons, becoming a neutron star. According to a simulation developed in research published in Physical Review Letters by scientists Kaplan, Schneider, and Horowitz, the pasta-like super-dense neutron shapes beneath the surface of a neutron star form the strongest material in the universe, estimated to be 10 billion times stronger than steel. Furthermore, their simulation suggests that the nuclear pasta causes the neutron star to generate subtle gravitational waves as it rotates.
恒星は特定の年月が経ち一生を終えるとき、超新星爆発を起こし、ニュートリノを放出した後に中性子星となります。フィジカルレビューレターズに掲載されたマット・キャプラン、アンドレ・ダ・シューバ・シュナイダー、チャールズ・ホロウィッツの3人の科学者によるシミュレーションによると、こうしてできた中性子星の表面下には、パスタのような形の密度の高い中性子が存在します。そしてそれは宇宙で最も強い素材で、鉄の100億倍の強度を持っている可能性があるということです。さらに、このパスタのようなものの存在により、中性子星は回転しながら微量の重力波を生み出しています。今何笑ってんのって感じの顔されたけどさ、鉄の100億倍ってさ笑うでしょ。この宇宙の話になるとやっぱ桁がさでかすぎて冗談みたいじゃん。なんかあの、well, 漫画のさ設定みたいじゃん。俺はなんか5000億倍強いぜみたいなさ。
I've got a better one. The magnetic field of a neutron star can be 1 quadrillion times stronger than Earth's. I don't even know what a quadrillion is in Japanese. How would you say that? Six, nine, twelve, fifteen zeros on quadrillion. It's after trillion. So 15 zeros. Whatever that is. Although, the way these...
Central, だね. Central.
Central, but...
想像できないね、もはや.
Neutron stars are really interesting. Pulsars are neutron stars. So if a neutron star is ejecting electromagnetic radiation and it's rotating... They're almost all rotating. Then it's a pulsar because then you see this. It's like a lighthouse, like whipping around. And they, because they're so small, neutron stars are only like 10 kilometers in diameter.
Okay.
10.
急に
10 kilometers in diameter.
Yeah.
Super small.
Yeah, 急に桁がちっちゃい。
And the way it happens is if you have a star that's really massive. So if a star is 30 times bigger than our star, then if it blows up into a supernova, if it's bigger than 30 times our star, then it will probably become a black hole. It's too heavy.
Hmm.
It's too dense. And so it rips, it makes a hole in space-time.
Because it's too big.
Too dense.
Okay.
Light cannot escape it. Nothing can escape it.
Okay.
If it's less than 30 times bigger than our sun, the star, but more than 10 times bigger than our sun, in that range, it becomes a neutron star.
太陽の10倍以上、30倍以下ってこと?
So, yeah, so it's the densest thing that's not a black hole. And then if you have less than 10 times the mass of our sun, the star does, then it can become a white dwarf. And so there's this whole spectrum of objects that are created that depend entirely on the total mass of the star before it goes supernova.
Right.
And the bigger it is before it goes supernova, the smaller it is after it goes supernova.
なるほど。え、でかい方がインパクトがでかくて残るものが少なくなっちゃうってこと?
No, it's just that the explosion is so powerful that it just leaves like the neutrons. But if you had more neutrons, then it would be so much mass that space-time can't support it being there as an object. And then you have a singularity. You've basically... It's too much stuff in one place. But if you just barely don't have too much stuff in one place, then you can get a neutron star.
Right. Okay, 分かりやすい。
It's not actually as complicated as you'd think. There are these physical tipping points for the mass of these objects, which cause them to take on a completely different structural paradigm. Whether, you know, from black hole to neutron star to white dwarf to, I don't know, red dwarf, whatever.
Right. Pastel.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's pretty cool. There's a force inside neutrons that prevent the neutron star from collapsing as long as it doesn't have too many neutrons. And it's called the neutron degeneracy pressure. And at 3 solar masses, so if the neutron star weighs 3 times more than the sun, or more, or if any neutron star weighs or has the mass of 3 times, more than 3 times the sun, then it exceeds the degeneracy pressure and becomes a black hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. I mean, yeah.
It's way stronger than diamond. Diamond is like the 7th hardest thing on Earth. 7th.
What's the hardest?
Graphene.
I grew up thinking that diamonds are like the hardest thing on Earth.
They used to be one of the hardest.
Oh.
But humans have made more and more synthetic materials. There's like synthetic diamonds that are stronger than natural diamonds.
Oh, okay.
But graphene is way stronger.
Okay.
Than this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's just carbon atoms in a particular lattice, I guess. As a particular arrangement of carbon.
And that's artificial?
It's artificially, it has to be made artificially. Oh, graphene doesn't arrange itself that way in nature, as far as I know.
次。
Researchers have found that the complex social systems of animals can undergo a dramatic shift when experiencing even minor disruptions in their environment. The study focused on spiders who work together collaboratively until the temperature exceeds 31 degrees Celsius, at which point they begin to attack each other. The authors suggest that the complex social systems have a tipping point at which the behavioral paradigm of the system bifurcates, changing the fundamental dynamics of the system. Lead author Jonathan Pruitt stated the following: "This paper is a call to action, inviting behavioral ecologists and evolutionary biologists to leverage this framework to explore tipping points in their own systems. The paper is called Social Tipping Points in Animal Societies and is published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B."
英国王立協会企業に掲載された動物社会の社会的転換点という論文によると、少しの環境の変化で動物の複雑な社会性が大きく変わってしまうことが分かりました。研究ではお互い協力し合う性質を持つクモを観察し、気温が31度を超えた時点からお互いを攻撃し合うようになる様子を確認しました。このことから複雑な社会性を持つ動物は特定の転換点を超えると行動が分岐し、社会性が根本から変化することがあるとわかります。論文を書いたジョナサン・プリュイト氏は以下のように述べています。行動生態学者や進化生物学者の方々にこのフレームワークを利用して転換点を見つけていくきっかけにしてほしいと思っています。人間もね、なんか暑い日の方が犯罪が増えるみたいな、なんかあったよね。
Is that
なんか暴力的になるみたいなさ。
The same as spiders.
まあでも寒いと家にこもってるからとかそういうことも考えられるけど、単純に。
I think, you know, this doesn't just apply to temperature increases, but any sort of environmental change can cause a behavioral tipping point to be reached. And it's just a theory about how animal behaviors can stabilize, be, you know, everyone can think things are normal. But something in the environment changes, just pushes it to a certain point, and suddenly, you know, once you reach this tipping point, I think we've talked about a similar phenomenon where, like, what was it, like, if propagandists change, like, 20 or 30% or something, then it has the momentum to move all the way through the system, right?
Right.
So that's an example of this kind of tipping point. But these researchers are finding the same thing is true for social animals. And, you know, spiders aren't the first thing that come to mind when you think of a social animal.
Right.
But it applies to them too.
Social じゃないけど、亀もね、何？気温が上がると赤ちゃんが全部オスになっちゃうみたいなあるよね。だから温暖化で、オスばっかりになっちゃうとか、mm-hmm. そうすると個体数が減っちゃうから良くないとか、
mm-hmm.
まあこれは社会性の話だからもうちょっと行動に関することだけど。
Well, there are a lot of non-social effects that changes in the environment can have that will inevitably produce social effects.
Right.
And I think humans are probably more susceptible to that. I mean, they're talking about bifurcation, and you can just see how clearly humans are prone to polarization and adopting the extreme positions, and certainly accusing others of holding the opposite extreme position, you know, and that creates the most tension in our society, but that's—I mean—we're inclined to do that. I mean, why should things divide into two political parties? You know, what is politics, anyways? This whole thing, does it need to be, you know, the way it is.
This way?
But,
probably not.
But it's like it globally, it kind of works the same way, right? You know, you can kind of map things onto a lot of different, not all countries.
Yeah.
But when, if you just have a huge group of people and, you know, what do we ask? Yes or no? You know, guilty or not guilty?
Mm.
Or should we go to the moon or not go to the moon? And then we all make camps based on that one issue, even though we might agree on a bunch of other things. And then we polarize ourselves based on, you know, that bifurcation.
Mm.
Can you stand in the middle? It's dangerous. Sometimes.
Everyone should be standing in the middle.
Not everyone.
次.
Researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology's School of Interactive Computing have developed a neural network which can design novel video games. The artificial intelligence was shown humans playing Super Mario Bros., Kirby's Adventure, and Mega Man in order to analyze the relationships between objects and generate probabilistic graphs of the game's logic. The algorithm was then instructed to generate new graphs which are essentially new games. Mark Rydell, co-developer of the algorithm, stated the following: "We don't know the right way humans and AI should work together on the design level. The AI could be an assistant. It could be an outsourcer that fills in the blanks. It could be a peer. And at the extreme, it could take the lead, and the human could be the assistant."
ジョージア工科大学の研究で人工知能にビデオゲームを作らせる取り組みが行われています。研究ではまずニューラルネットワークに人間がスーパーマリオ、カービィ、ロックマンなどのゲームで遊ぶ様子を見せて、ゲーム内に登場するものの関係性を分析させ、ゲームを成り立たせる確率グラフを作成させました。そこから新しいグラフを作らせると、新しいゲームが誕生したことになります。アルゴリズムを作ったチームの一人、マーク・リードル氏は以下のように述べています。ゲームデザインに関して人類と人工知能がどのような形で協力するのが正しいのかはわかりません。人工知能はアシスタントのような役割でもいいし、空白を埋める外注先でもいいし、仲間でもいい。究極的には人工知能がリードして人類がアシスタントになる可能性もあります。まずメガマンってなんだよと思ったらロックマンのことなんだね。知らなかった。
I didn't know it was called Mega Man.
No. もう別人じゃん。
Oh, they've done that with a lot of characters, yeah. I'm not super up on it, but...
まあポケモンとかもね、キャラの名前違うもんね。
Yeah, probably the most egregious example. But yeah, why is he called Rockman?
I don't know.
Why is he called Mega Man?
I don't know. Is he mega? Is he huge? What is he? 私ロックマン全然知らないの。
I've just played the games. I don't know anything. I learned nothing from those games.
Oh.
But he has a little like cannon in his arm and can jump around. And
I was always curious what Italian people thought of Super Mario.
I think they... I don't know.
I guess it's not offensive.
I think it's fine.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, what's offensive? That's rude to Mario. What's so offensive about him?
I don't know, but like he has this accent and like,
yeah,
I don't know. なんかいつも疑問だったちょっと。
His name's Mario.
Hmm.
I like these creative algorithms. It's interesting territory for any technology.
Mm.
We haven't had anything like this before.
Yeah.
In any form.
え、どういうゲームができたの?
It made a game called Death. One of them is like Death Wall or something. I forget. But it's like it did something really interesting. It like combined Pong with Super Mario Brothers, or that's what it seems like to me.
What's Pong?
You don't know Pong?
No.
Pong is the original video game.
Okay.
You know, you have the two... Oh, if you just bounce the ball off of a brick wall and you break through the brick wall. Or you can have two, you can have multiplayer and pong back and forth.
Okay.
But yeah, that was like one of the earliest game concepts ever. But what the AI did, which to my knowledge no one else has thought of, is it's just like Mario.
Yeah.
It looks like Super Mario.
Yeah.
Except that your character is jumping the whole time. And if you land on a block, it disappears. And the floor is maybe three blocks thick.
Okay.
Now, to get through the level, you have to go right, right?
Mm.
You go 右,
yeah.
right, to win.
Mm.
And so the AI made a game where you're bouncing off the ground, but every time you touch the ground, one of those blocks disappears.
Yeah.
But it's like Mario, so you have to move 右, right?
Mm.
And if you don't move 右, then the ground, you'll run out of ground. Because there's only three blocks. Right? So you're like Super Mario, except you're jumping the whole time.
Right.
And you don't want to fall through the ground.
Right. So Mario is jumping 勝手に.
Yeah, he's like...
You don't have control over that.
Yeah, well, you can control how high he jumps.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you stay still, you'll fall through the ground. And there's places where it's just a hole too. But you're constantly bouncing, so you have to use your brain to figure out where you're going to land.
Hmm.
It's a great idea. And the AI came up with that.
ずっとでもキャラが飛び跳ねてるっていうのはなんか見にくいよね。見にくいというかなんか疲れるよね。
Yeah. But you wouldn't want to stabilize the character and have the whole map bouncing.
それはそう。Like
bouncing off the bottom of your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weirder. But
you could do that too. But yeah, that's probably weirder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But doesn't that make more sense? Like, you know, in video games, we always have a map.
Yeah.
There's an arena and the character moves through the arena generally, right?
Yeah.
But in those scrolling games, you're not... Wouldn't it make sense to lock the perspective on... Like, you're always in the center of your reality in real life.
Yeah.
Always. Dead center. You can't be less center.
Yeah.
Than, you know, in your head.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what my point is.
So your character doesn't move in the...
I just don't...
And the map moves around you?
It's always a combination of both, right?
Yeah.
You can't just have the character move because then the camera is just there at the beginning of the level and Mario left. Like, what are we watching? This is like a live stream.
Yeah.
You watch it like a live video stream of a Mario level, right?
Mm.
And then if you just happen to be watching at the right time, you'll see Mario go past, right? So it's like Mario, Super Mario live webcam 7.
Yeah.
Right? And it shows like the little green pipe thing.
Right.
And you have to get lucky to see Mario go past.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Right?
そうだね。でも確かにこう人間だとあんまり思いつかないもんね。 Mario がずっとジャンプしてるっていうのは、まあ人間としてあんまりそういう動きをしないからさ、思いつかないけど。
There must be ways to incorporate a lot of the different principles of these different games in some way like that. And so I think neural networks right now are really effective in coming up with strange permutations of our ideas and strange combinations of our ideas.
Mm.
You know, oftentimes when you're looking at the images that neural networks make, there's something familiar about the different parts, but they're just not supposed to be together, right?
そうね。こう、そうだね。 Think outside the box的なことを求めるんだったら、人工知能にやってもらった方が変なのが何かカムアップしてくるよね、多分。
Well, it can recognize patterns.
Yeah.
And then just swap out certain values.
Right.
It may or may not make sense. But, you know, you could have a planet that is made entirely of meat or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bizarre concept that you don't normally think of.
Right.
But it might not be that weird for a system to generate on the side. Because right. there's so many ideas that it goes through.
Yeah.
You know, so the AI is just going through millions of different ideas.
Mm.
And it's just finding, you know, picking out the ones that have the best probability of being something that is a game.
Mm. そうだね。まあ、you never know what works, right? Like, it just reminded me of Lady Gaga's meat dress. You know, and that kind of stuff. It's like,
it's well, my really, meat planet example.
Yeah, it's really strange, but, you know. If no. you're Lady Gaga, then that's mm. that's it. That it works.
Yeah, ideas can be disruptive. And the disruptiveness can, in some cases, become the point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, let's just shake this up. I'm just going to wear a Kermit dress.
Yeah.
Right? There's like, my dress is made of like 80 Kermits.
Mm-hmm.
And just deal with it. I'm just going to have the world respond to that.
Yep.
It's totally absurd.
But it works sometimes.
I mean, what is working?
Yeah.
What is working though? Like, what do you think?
It's up to you, right? Basically. If you don't care what other people think, then it's totally up to you.
I think it's just how much it changes people's minds and how many people and how much each of their minds were changed.
Mm.
It's like a quantifiable measure of art. That I think it's quantifiable in theory, right? I mean, you can't actually go confirm that. But as to visualize the impact of something, you know, is it, you just think about what that impact is. And things that are more unexpected tend to make a bigger change on the culture.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Modern art とかそうだもんね。
Well, a lot of modern art faceplants, and it loses its effectiveness, right?
Yeah.
So if you leave like, glasses on the floor, and people think it's an exhibit, right?
Yeah.
But the next time someone does that, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be novel.
Yeah.
It has to be something that no one has ever done before. And then it's like, ooh, interesting. It can be just the, you know, signed toilet.
Signed toilet?
Yeah.
Have you signed any toilets?
No, but it's actually a thing. It's in Paris.
Would you sign a toilet?
No.
You wouldn't?
That's why.
You wouldn't sign a toilet.
Why would I sign a toilet?
Who signed a toilet?
Duchamp. Marcel Duchamp.
Signed a toilet?
A toilet. Hmm. And it's in Pompidou. You know, it's a very famous art piece.
Huh. What kind of toilet? Regular?
It's like a...
Like... Washeretto.
No. Toto no. ano, koe nan te inara? Omaru mitaina katachi no desu.
It's a urinal.
Yeah.
They signed a urinal.
Yeah.
That's sexist. No, I'm just kidding.
I paused for a second like what? Yeah.
Interesting.
So desu ne.
Anyone could do that though.
Yeah, the thing is,
he did it though.
That's the thing, you know.
Anyone could wear a Kermit dress.
Yeah, or a meat dress or anything.
Yeah.
That's the point that a lot of people actually don't see, right? They see this toilet or, I don't know, action painting stuff and be like, oh, I can do this. But the point is that no one did it, you know.
Yeah. That's why it's novel.
Yeah.
If someone else did it already, it wouldn't be novel.
It wouldn't be at MoMA.
But it's like these fancy people are trolling, right? There's a lot of fancy trolling. I think of modern art as kind of like fancy trolling, right? So you don't want to get trolled.
Right.
You know, by modern art.
No,
then you'll miss the point.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to like it, but just don't get trolled.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to mention that they're using artificial intelligence at the Large Hadron Collider now.
Hmm.
Which might be... It just sounds cool to say that.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
It really is everywhere. There's huge AI initiatives in Tokyo, in Japan, backed by Google, which obviously has the most intimidating AI. They're using neural networks to like backward engineer higher resolution. There's like some new graphics neural network technology that I don't understand.
Okay.
That is supposed to be a big deal. It's everywhere. It's absolutely all over the place. AI is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
That didn't take long at all because, I mean, it was only like a couple years ago where it was like,
AI
is going to take over. It's going to be everywhere. Now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's too still. Like it's too... It's so subtle.
Yeah,
like you'll
be
using all these apps and you don't even know that there's AI in there.
Yeah.
You know. Why is Siri not a genius? What's going on with that? What is going on with Siri? It's like the rest of Earth is continuing normally, but Siri is stuck in like 2012
or something. So, why is Siri so late?
They had the creators of Siri had that demonstration of their new AI assistant technology like 2 or 3 years ago where it was just blowing Siri out of the water.
And we're still stuck with Siri.
Yeah. Have you tried it recently? Am I just...
Well, she'll talk to me when I'm not talking to her. She thinks that I'm always talking to her.
Yeah, that happens.
I can see something like, I'm talking to my husband. I see something like, are you serious? And then she'll be like, what is it? Or something like she'll be talking to me. And I'm like.
So you have it enabled. So Siri's listening to everything you say and beaming that to the NSA or whatever, Snowden's laptop.
Yeah, they're monitoring me for sure. Yes. Everything I say, everything I do, they know. Anyway, website, ne?
Yes.
先週も話したけど、バイリンガルニュース公式ウェブサイトができましたので、bilingualnews.jp ぜひ行ってみてね。物販も再開しているので、ぜひお願いします。
It doesn't show up in Google search.
そうだね、まだググっても出てこないから。
It's too fresh.
Yeah. bilingualnews.jp よろしくお願いします。アプリとかね、リンクも貼ってあるから。
We have the Echo Bug, which is
Echo Bug と
our new thing.
T シャツとトレーナーお願いします。文字起こしのテキストは、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad からゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安、最安値。
Yes.
プランもありますのでぜひ、インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやってるのでフォローお願いします。終わり。
Yep.
バイ
バイ。